Proclamation number 0336 of 17th of March, 1938. Receptacle vessel. Organic limbs. Purpose of the heart. Behold, it is like a great sea of light, which is to flood mankind. Hundreds of years may well pass before a final enlightenment of mankind can be achieved, but if the Lord dwells among you, everything is possible for His will, and the vessels for receiving the light of truth and knowledge are set up in many places. If one of you people has the longing to be united in deep love with his Savior, then he is very likely to be used as such receptacle, and if he then always subordinates his will to the divine will, then he invariably acts only as it is assigned to him. And the Lord certainly needs many such willing workers in his vineyard, where there is always only true piety, which has its origin in the heart and in love. There the Lord works and is always close to him. In this way, the connection between heaven and earth is a constant one and also so obvious that everyone recognizes it if he only wants to recognize it and if he wants to try to look with the eyes of the heart, not with his bodily eyes, which, always, more directed to the material, hardly recognize the essence of the Godhead in his work. But it is then always up to them. Each organic member has its purpose. It carries out the purpose assigned to it by the Creator's will. And so also the heart has to fulfill the destiny assigned to it. To take up all spiritual, divine truth. And so to remain in constant connection with the highest being, the eternal deity. All other functions of the human body have only the purpose to be beneficial to the bodily life, but the heart with its actual activity leads to eternity. It creates eternal values for man by taking up and caring for everything spiritual and is a carrier of every spiritual thought, which alter Jethro means true life to man and guarantees him first and foremost, further spiritual development. If the human heart were not the receptacle of all that is divine, where would the real purpose of life to be sought for you humans? You would come and go from this earth like machine-made products of the earth. Then your dwelling on this earth would have no further sense than a continuous fertilization of the earth. As soon as your body had gone into decay, it would have been dismissed for this earth. The uselessness of such an earth life in the sense of creation must be clear to you. Or do you believe that the divine creator did not execute his creation plan wisely? To create as beings, which after a short time on earth melt into nothing. Oh, how spiritually poor are you, who have made this erroneous view your own. Your realization will one day be a bitter one, because the holy will of the Creator can never be revealed to you on earth, if you do not consider yourselves to be what you are. As children of the Father who went out from the Father, who had to reach the state on earth to be allowed to return to the Father again forever, who have only one single task on earth, to become like God, to be eternally united with the Divine Father Spirit. The human mind fails because of such problems, and since it cannot fathom one thing, it immediately rejects everything and sees in its existence nothing more than the randomness to which it owes its earthly life. If he knew the way of the flesh, which his soul had already gone before, and if he could live through all the stages internally in retrospect, the purpose of his life would probably be more obvious to him. But then life on earth under a certain compulsion or in full insight of his task, would not be of such value for him. Man is to believe what he does not know. His spirit is to develop to perfection. He is to find himself in love with the Lord and Creator. Therefore a human being who succeeds in freeing himself from himself, of his own accord, to free himself from earthly things, whose life will correspond to the purpose, will be allowed to enjoy the extraordinary grace of God. Endlessly wiser is he who already seeks the connection with his Savior for this short time on earth. He has recognized his destiny because the Lord himself has lowered the light into his heart, and to now walk on earth in this light of knowledge, is blessing and beneficial for eternity. Amen.